Pause recording button. Okay, so hopefully this will be my last boo. But my point is this, and I hope you've understood from the examples that I've left, the segregation. Everybody, of course, is going to come up with the excuse, like I said, well, they're just ignorant. They don't know any better. So when the new iPhone comes out, is everybody going to, when somebody doesn't have an iPhone and somebody goes, oh, she doesn't have an iPhone, is the response going to be, well, she's just ignorant. She doesn't know any better. She doesn't know that the iPhone is one of the best devices out there. Of course, that's all a matter of opinion because some people may not agree with that statement. But the point is that there should not be an excuse about they just don't know any better. Disabled people have been around even in the Bible. And Jesus, you know, he still accepted people no matter what. And, you know, you have all these church-going, Bible-preaching people. They know for a fact that in the Bible it is stated that Jesus healed the sick, that Jesus healed a blind man, that Jesus healed a crippled. I don't know how people could sit here and say they're just ignorant and they don't know any better. Of course, handicapped people do make up a small percentage, like my friend was saying earlier, they do make up a small percentage of the world's population. However, there's no awareness to that. You sense, you see, and I can understand, especially in other countries, when there isn't so many ADA laws. You know, America is you know, has a certain, you know, the ADA law, the ADA, the Americans with Disabilities Act. You know, there are certain laws for disabled people in this country, and that's what I don't get. You have people that go to school. And I remember when I was going to school, a lot of teachers wanted me to come to their classes because they wanted kids to be aware that there were people out there that were different. They wanted people to be aware. That's what the education system is supposed to teach. They're not supposed to teach you everything about handicapped people. But there's supposed to be an awareness in this society that there are different people. It's just as bad as, you know, there's still a lot of racism going on. Even though the civil rights movement took place, yeah, the blacks and whites are not as segregated, but people are still so prejudiced. And then somebody could probably listen to this and go, well, you can't change the world overnight. And that's true, you can't. But there has got to be a little bit more respect in this society. In my opinion, I don't understand why people are like that. Why? Because in my opinion, blindness has nothing to do with this. It's just people in general. People are getting teased because they're quote unquote the oddball. Okay, that's you know, it's not appropriate and I don't encourage it, but I can understand why a high school kid would say that. But we're in a group of adults and nobody wants to be my partner because everybody doesn't know how to act or how to approach a blind girl. We learned as kids, folks. We learned not just about blindness, but we had Black History Month. We learned about how people were treated. We learned about the concentration camps. We learned about how these people were. And why is history still repeating itself? Why?
047.
I don't understand that. I wish that people would be more receptive. And, you know, the excuse is, well, maybe you're doing something wrong. How could I be doing something wrong if there are so many people experiencing the same behavior around the world? But in a place like America, there really is no excuse. There really is no excuse.
016. Pause recording.
So, my husband's on the phone talking with somebody, but that's basically it. What is your opinion? I mean, these are adults. I'm not complaining because I can't find a group partner.